Thanks for tuning in to the Real Estate Today podcast. Right now, we're going to discuss interviewing a realtor.
I'm Marcia Edwards, residential broker with Windermere Real Estate. Let's talk about getting a counsel beside you. We've been talking about your first-time buyers out there. I want to make sure that you have an advocate in the transaction since you've not done it before. A buyer's advocate or a realtor that is working on your behalf as a buyer's agent is critical to your success, especially if you want to make sure that resale is positive and you get all the advantage you can in your investment. So what happens is the employment contract comes between the seller and the realtor. The realtor promises to pay a buyer's agent for bringing a buyer and procuring the sale. So there's a relationship directly with the seller's agent. If they have a sign in the yard with their name on it, they're representing the seller. They're the seller's advocate and they're looking out for them for their best price and terms for the seller. So you do not want to work with them directly. It's a misperception that that's an advantage. Oftentimes, they will have the same compensation whether they work with you individually or they work with a cooperating broker. Either way, so you want to make sure you get your own counsel. That counsel could be in the same office. There is some nepotism out there, and it is legal to actually have the same realtor, but I would encourage you to get a little bit of distance. As a buyer's agent, it's my job to make sure that I protect your resale, that I also make you aware of any latent material defects, that I always have honest dealings and confidentiality to your interests and your abilities. So I do want to make sure that the seller understands that you can perform on what you make as a promise, but I don't want to say that you would be willing to pay or able to pay more than what you're offering there. So you want someone that understands your perspective and is loyal to you in their discussions in your absence. In addition, you've got someone with resources when you have a buyer's agent. You've got someone that's been through inspections, that's been through the process, that understands what they're looking for in title reports and in inspection disclosures. So you want to make sure that you have someone that takes a look at all the documentation on your behalf and just flags things. Now, they're not going to be holding the bag after the close of escrow, so you have to be alert and understand the process. I would encourage you to talk with a realtor, not just who to hire, but also the process. Have them talk to you from beginning to end, what the transaction looks like, where the hurdles are, and where the opportunities are. A lot of people think they need to understand the condition of the property, for example, at the time of going pending sale, that they need to make sure that this is the house they want and that they're ready to close when they make the offer. That's not the case, and if you do take that approach in this marketplace, you'll be left holding the bag and not the house because other people will move more quickly. What happens is you go pending sale because you think you understand, and if you are right, you want this house in the condition, but then you get to go through a due diligence, which helps you verify the condition of the property to your own satisfaction. And during that time, at any point, you can give written notice, terminate, and get your earnest money back in full. So there is a process, but get an advocate next to you so you know what you're doing with your eyes wide open. I'm Marcia Edwards, Windermere Real Estate.